Hey friends, welcome back to Honestly Though. I'm your host, Jyoti Wall, and it has been a hot minute since we've talked. I have not recorded a podcast episode in like, I think 6 weeks, which is crazy. Basically took the entire month of September off. I shared a little bit in my previous episode, but September is crazy. And I know for a lot of you, it probably was too. For us, it's an insanely chaotic time. It's still harvest for us on the farm. We have bell pepper and onion season going. The kids obviously go back into a new routine, so homeschool, forest school, and then all these extracurriculars we've signed them up for. And on top of that, we've got 2 kids' birthdays in September, and we went away to Mexico for a week. So it was a lot, you know what I'm saying? But we are back, and hopefully we've got some good stuff to talk about today. Today, I wanted to talk about something that has been on my heart. Something that I've been talking to a lot of people about lately, friends, people in my life, but also strangers, people in my DMs on Instagram. And I don't know, I thought, you know what, this would be maybe a good thing to talk about on here. And it is this idea of not waiting until you're ready. Okay, I know we hear it all the time. And I know maybe it sounds a little bit cliche, but honestly, with whatever it is in your life, if you wait until you feel ready to do the thing that you're dreaming of, you are going to be waiting forever. Okay. I have a good friend, for example, who's been debating on and off for so long whether or not she wants to homeschool her kids. She's got 4 kids. And we've been going back and forth on conversations. I've showed her my curriculum. I've led her through what it is, told her, you can absolutely do this if this is what's on your heart and you want to do. And it's been an entire year of her going back and forth and unsure. But even though she was unsure, she always felt like this peace in her when it came to the conversation, the topic of homeschooling. And I know this isn't for everyone, but for her specifically, she was like, I feel like I need to do it and I want to do it, but I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'm equipped. I don't know if I can actually teach my kids. And all these doubts came in. And I would say to her repeatedly, you will never feel ready. You just need to do it. You just need to do it. And honestly, this is how I feel about most things in life. I know this is cliche, but if you wait until you feel ready to do whatever it is, the thing you're dreaming of, you will be waiting forever. I look back at my own life, and maybe you can too. Think about the times in your life that were like huge milestone moments and big decisions that you made. How often did you feel ready to jump in and make those decisions? Okay. I think back, like, my goodness, I think back to when Mark and I started dating. I was so unsure. There were a lot of external reasons why we shouldn't have been together, and family pressures. And I don't know how much I've shared about this on here, but I was the first person in my family to marry outside of our culture. And that was a big deal. And it took an intervention for my dad to come around to it. It took us flying across the world to India and getting married in my parents' village in India for my parents to come around to it. But they did, and everything's great now. But back then, there was a lot of uncertainty, and there was a lot of, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to take on the judgment and the opinions and the possible, I don't know, like, my parents maybe like disowning me. Like, there were honestly, these were a lot of thoughts that came to me, but we did it. We got married. We started our life together. And then same thing with having kids. I don't think I felt ready necessarily, you know, to be a mom, especially when it really hits you what being a mom is going to entail. I think there's like this fairy tale version of like, oh, I'm going to get pregnant and I'm going to have a kid. And then you decorate the nursery and then it all hits like, hey, you're going to have to deal with, you know, sleepless nights and another human being and all of the things. And I don't know what it is for you. It may feel this way. Maybe you're in a season of big change, big decisions. Maybe you are thinking of like a relationship change, whether it's ending a relationship or, I don't know, entering a new one. Maybe it is signing up for a course. Maybe it is, you know, starting a business or having kids or whatever it is for you. Just start. Just do it. So let's start with this. This is a belief that I stand on. And I really love hearing this over and over again. And that is, successful people position themselves to get lucky. Okay? I'm gonna repeat that. Successful people position themselves to get lucky. Call it luck, call it blessing, call it God, whatever you wanna call it. But successful people position themselves to receive that. I don't think it's all luck. Okay? I really don't think it's all luck, but I also don't think it's all hard work. It's this mix. It's this messy, imperfect blend of like timing and courage and just being willing to step into rooms that make you feel uncomfortable. I've looked back at my career and like building my social media platform, and I've heard it over and over again from people. Wow, you're so lucky. You're so lucky that you have been given these opportunities. You're so lucky that you have this platform. And truly, I feel very grateful. I am. And I know that this is a blessing and an incredible platform, and I don't take it lightly by any means. But when I look back, and this is not for me to boast, but for me to just share a little bit about my experience with brand partnerships, for example, okay? I've been handed some pretty incredible brand partnerships in moments, to be completely honest, where I was uncertain, where I really wasn't sure like which direction to go, where I was truly praying for God to bring a collaboration or a partnership or whatever into my inbox that would pay a certain bill, or, you know, during that time in my life where we were kind of living paycheck to paycheck, we needed the money. And I was like, I really need an X amount of dollars for my next collab in order to make ends meet. And truly, I saw God come through in so many different ways. However, I feel like it's important to say that yes, it was quote unquote luck, maybe in many instances, or this blessing, God giving it. But it also was because I positioned myself in a place to be receptive of that. You know what I mean? Like, I put myself out there. So I would get these emails out of nowhere. Like, and I'm talking about like big brand campaigns, big grocers, like a campaign, one single campaign that was upwards of $30,000. We're talking like Costco and MasterCard and KitchenAid, like big brands that reached out to me. It wasn't me reaching out to them. It was all of a sudden me opening my inbox and like, hey, so-and-so wants to work with you. And it actually happening. Like, I was blown away. I would immediately text or call Mark and be like, can you believe this? Like, they want to work with me, little old me. But I also am very, very aware that that happened because I was putting in the work. I was showing up online. I was building my platform. I was, you know, being consistent. And I always say it's in the consistency. Everything you do is in the consistency. It's not about what you did one time, or, you know, a couple times here and there. It's about what you do every single day. What are you consistent in? So think about your own dreams and your own goals, and think about your habits right now and where you show up and how you show up. Are you showing up in a way where you are going to be receptive of receiving whatever that dream is or whatever that goal is? You know what I mean? I think, yeah, like, again, on this note, we've also all heard the phrase, you are who you surround yourself with. And that is so true. If you are sitting alone waiting for the perfect opportunity, the dream client, or the perfect business partner to just fall out of the sky while you're not doing anything, you're going to be waiting a long time, okay? You can't like be sitting in your room. For example, I work in sales. I work in network marketing, and it is sales. It is all sharing things that I genuinely love and use. But at the end of the day, I have to be showing them. I have to be like relevant. And I mean, maybe this is the sad part about social media and the fact that I utilize social media for all my social selling. That if I'm not showing up on social media, people are going to forget about me. It's kind of sad to admit that. But truly, like, if you are not showing up consistently, like, that is my job, that is my work. If I'm not creating content that's relevant, that's shareable, that's clickable, that people are actually intrigued and interested in, I've built a brand on Instagram. That's what, at the end of the day, that is what I've built alongside my name, Jyoti Wall. It's this brand that's been created. And I don't really know how people view it. Maybe some people view me as like a trad wife who also does this and this and this. I don't know. I really don't know. But I have a brand nonetheless. And so when I'm showing up online consistently, I'm showing my face, people are seeing me, I'm remaining relevant. And I also like am opening the door. I'm allowing, you know, I'm opening my hands. I'm allowing opportunities to come my way, right? You have got to put yourself out there. You got to post the thing. You have to share your work. You got to start before you feel ready, because it is not all luck. It's about positioning yourself to get lucky. I've had people tell me, wow, you're so lucky, Jyoti, over and over and over again. And I am grateful, like I said, but I know that I've also put the work in for years and years to create the kind of momentum where those quote unquote lucky breaks could find me, you know? I guess I want to tell you that I have noticed Something I've noticed about people who seem lucky is we often think that they have something we don't. We think that they have more talent, more money, more connections. I spent so much of my life feeling so insecure that I didn't have any of those. And I'm being completely honest. I know right now, you know, maybe if you follow me on Instagram, you might be like, what? Really? Like, I don't believe that. You guys, I can remember vividly as a child feeling so sad, like when a talent show would come around at school and there was absolutely nothing that I could go up on a stage and do. I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't play an instrument, I can't act. I'm like, I have no talent. And I would say this repeatedly out loud, but also to myself. And I know that I have so many talents now. And I know that there are so many gifts and so many things that I've been able to develop over the years. And this is not me being cocky saying it. I don't necessarily think I excel at anything. I think I'm like half decent at a handful of things. But I used to feel so insecure about this. I used to feel like I didn't have what they had. And I would constantly compare myself. I had an unbelievable amount of insecurities. And I'm not going to lie, I still do at times. Anyways, going back to that, we often think that these people have something that we don't, but what's really happening is that they simply started before they were ready. They showed up, they took the risks, they put themselves in the rooms and the opportunities that they got, they were ready for them because they had already positioned themselves to receive them. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions lately about Tulum. Okay, so last month I mentioned I went to Mexico. Mark and I took the boys. It was an all-inclusive, all-expenses-paid trip by the network marketing company that I work with. Why I was there is a question I was getting often. I was having conversations in my DMs with people about what it took to earn the trip, what it all means. So let's just break it down because it ties right into this conversation about positioning yourself and taking action. I am an influencer, okay? I've been doing this for years and I make an income through a few different channels on Instagram. Instagram's the only app that I use. I don't do the other ones. So obviously first is my fiber art. If you've been following me for a while, you know that this is how my Instagram page originally started. I think I shared this in one of my earlier podcast episodes. So sharing custom pieces that have been commissioned to me by others. So I primarily now do pet portraits. I actually just recently took on my very first order in over a year. Since I got pregnant and was postpartum, I like completely took a step back from fiber art, but I just took an order and I'm like, it may be time for me to start launching again. Anyways, you can scroll back and see what all that is about. But that's separate from what we're talking about today. The next part of my income, I like to call freelance marketing. And that's my fancy term for influencing, content creation, what have you. Brands hire me for campaigns. The deliverables always vary. Sometimes it's a reel, a story set, a carousel post, an ad, whatever it is. It's always an ad, right? Because that's what I'm doing is advertising their products or their services. Depending on the campaign, I can charge several thousand dollars. I'm transparent about that. You can always reach out if you want details on what I charge and how I got those numbers. But here's the thing, guys. You might hear that and think, whoa, like you get paid multiple thousands of dollars for a single video. What the heck? That is incredible. And I'm very grateful for it. I'm very grateful for every campaign I get asked to take. But here's the truth. It is inconsistent income. Some months are heavy with work. Some months are slow with work. Sometimes you don't get paid 4 months depending on the pay schedule. I remember one time I had an ad go live in January and I didn't get paid until April. So imagine that, the inconsistency, not getting paid within like, I don't know, an adequate time. Like that's crazy to me, months. Anyways, then there are affiliate programs, things like LTK, ShopMy, Amazon. Also, some companies have their own affiliate programs that I've joined on. So if I have a code, I may get kickback. Sometimes I share codes and I don't get any commission off of that. It's simply the brand just wanting to provide my followers with a code, which is great. I always share products that I love and I earn a small commission when people purchase. So that is another income stream, right? And then there's my network marketing business. So when I talk about my network marketing business, it's similar to an affiliate program. You can always work it as an affiliate program. When people sign up with me on my team, I tell them there's a number of different options when you signed up. If you want to just work it as an affiliate program, then treat it as such. Just, you know, send out your commissionable links. When someone shops through your link, you make kickback. That's as simple as that. However, there's also an opportunity to treat it, I call it like a franchise business, where it's a business in a box. The company has created everything for you, the resources, they deal with shipment, they deal with like the e-commerce part of things. People simply click a link, make an order, like it's just, you know, like Amazon or anything. They make an order and they receive their products. It's as simple as that. You're simply running, you know, the sales part of things. And if you build a team, you build your kind of like your micro business, again, like a franchise is the way that I explain it. So I officially dove in about a year and a half ago. The business that I work with is a health and wellness brand. It's B Corp certified. It's been around for over 45 years. They are supplements that I genuinely love and use every single day. And I can truly say they have improved my quality of life and they've changed the game for me in terms of my fitness goals, my health goals. So they're products that I was loving and using already. And I thought, hey, I'm going to start sharing these. So I started off as an affiliate and I eventually, after like a year of just purchasing and kind of just, you know, sending the links out here and there, I caught the vision of what the opportunity could truly be to me and the compensation plan. And anyways, this is me not me necessarily selling this to you because I don't think it's for everyone, but it felt right to me after a good chunk of time where I was like, hey, this makes sense. I'm going to dive into this a little bit further. And I did, and I have never looked back. It's quite literally changed my life. I'm so grateful for it. Anyways, going back to the company itself. So it is a B Corp certified company. I mentioned that. I know some people are going to be like, what does that mean? That certification means that the company has been independently verified to meet the highest standards of social and environmental performance, people and planet before profit. So yes, it is network marketing. And the reason why I say that, why I mentioned it's B Corp certified is I know there's a stigma. And I know that when you hear the word network marketing or MLM, it can make you cringe. It makes you feel a certain way because you've heard it in a certain way. You've generally, like we've heard little like mentions of it in shows and people talking about it. Maybe you've had people in your life join a certain company, maybe the same one as me. I don't know. I can't speak for everyone. I can speak for the company I work for that I think it is unbelievable. That's why I mentioned it's B Corp certified. It meets all the standards, all the highest standards. However, there are companies out there that are not structured the same. And there are people out there that represent certain companies who obviously just don't do it the way that I do it and the way that I think that it can be done. I 1000% believe in the business model. Honestly, it's not what most people think it is. And if you have questions about it, feel free to reach out to me. I'm an open book. But anyways, that's not what I wanted to go into here. Here's how it works for me. I share products I genuinely use and love from nutritional supplements like my greens, my protein, my skincare, my makeup, all of that. People can purchase products or sign up as a client with me to unlock discounts, but I try to go way beyond just the transaction. So that's usually where an affiliate program ends, right? Someone purchases something and you get kickback. I will also host accountability groups. I'll share nourishment guides and recipes, workouts. I have an entire wellness collective webpage with breathwork and all sorts of things. My goal is with this to provide value and not just a sale. And then something unexpected happened. People started asking me, can I do what you're doing? Can you teach me what you're doing? So that's when I started to build a team with Arbonne. I began coaching people, showing them how to share products authentically, how to use social selling and how to generate income. And this company compensates me through what's called an override on team sales. So there are also bonuses and incentives, just like the Tulum trip, how this conversation started that I got back from last month. It was an all-inclusive vacation for me and a loved one that was earned through all my effort and my consistency, okay? So the whole reason why I shared what I shared over the past several minutes is this is the key. This is the key. It works. It requires grit. It's simple, but it works. And it works when you position yourself in a place to be receptive of all the opportunities that are available within it. The income potential is uncapped. Okay. The average person takes about 5 years to reach the top 1% in this company. That's earning like $22,000 a month or more. But even if your goal isn't 20K a month, maybe it's just $500 or $1,000 to pay, you know, for your kids' activities or your own products, whatever it might be, it's completely achievable. Let me be clear. I did not grow up dreaming about network marketing. That was never the plan. I went to university. I got a degree. Like I was told, this is what you need to do. I worked in nonprofit management. That was my previous career. But I knew what my dream was, and this has become the vehicle for me to chase my dreams or to buy our beach house that we did earlier this summer, to homeschool my kids, to hire help, to live life on our terms completely. And that is what I love about it. It's flexible. One of my friends on my team, she's a full-time teacher, yoga instructor, mom of two littles with a husband who travels a lot. Life, like travels for work. Life is crazy for her. She was feeling overwhelmed, and I hopped on a call with her and I straight up told her, I need you to take a breath. You are not on anyone else's timeline. You're obviously in a very demanding season of life right now. You don't need to feel like you need to pressure yourself with work, including what you're doing within this network marketing business. And that's what I think the beauty is of this business. You can pause when you need to. You can step in and out depending on your season. There's no pressure. There's no guilt. And I think this is like opposite of what people assume network marketing is, you know? People assume that someone's always trying to get you to sell and do this and pressuring you. And I am here to show people that there is a new wave of network marketing. There's a new way to do it. I have built my entire network marketing business off of attraction marketing and pretty well selling 3 nutritional supplements. I'm not going to say it's easy because I don't necessarily think it's easy, but it is simple. It's simple. It just takes consistency and showing up. And anyways, going back to don't wait until you're ready. Wow. I really just went off for a little bit, but maybe someone needed to hear it. Maybe one of you has been on the fence and you're like, I'm interested in joining you, or maybe something else, whatever it is. I don't want you to feel pressured either which way, but I want you to know what you're saying no to. And I think that's the thing. Like a lot of the times we just assume, we make assumptions, and you know what they say about when you assume, just have an open mind, ask questions. And if you're going to say no to something, know what you're saying no to is all I'm suggesting to you. Okay. Anyways, don't wait until you're ready. Start before you're ready. Okay. So maybe this is you. Maybe you're interested in that. That's just one little sliver. Maybe you want to become an influencer and you need help with that. If you join my team, I actually provide you with coaching and social media coaching and strategizing and helping you with that, because I've got years of experience. But whatever it is for you, maybe you're like my friend who wanted to homeschool and finally just dove in and is doing it. Start before you're ready, okay? Just start before you're ready. Step into the room that scares you. Put yourself out there, even when it's messy or imperfect, because confidence, in my experience, confidence comes after you actually start, right? Clarity comes from taking action. You can't steer a parked car, you guys. You've got to move, even if it's slow. You have to position yourself to get lucky. The people who make it, in my personal opinion, are not always the most talented or the most connected. Look at me. I had no talents. They're the ones who show up consistently. I started with 0 followers on Instagram, just like everyone else. But what was the difference between me that led me to where I'm at? You know, like, I'm not going to say I'm the most successful person. I'm definitely not. But what brought me to where I am from once having 0 followers? I was willing to take the leap before I felt ready. And I also refuse to stop. I still show up consistently. Yes, I've taken a breath here and there. Obviously, there's seasons of life and I'm still in the thick of early motherhood and my kids are really young, and every so often I need to do that and step back. But overall, I am very consistent. I show up when I don't feel like it. Okay, this is also with my health and fitness journey. And I try to share this with you guys because I think it's important to see what the reality is of postpartum weight loss, especially when we're inundated with all this information online and people wanting to like quickly lose 30 pounds, you know, by whatever it is, some quick like diet, fad diet or a pill or what have you. And I'm here to show people that it takes time. It takes consistency. It takes showing up. And I have been very transparent with my health and my fitness journey, reversing my insulin resistance, and how all of that took time. I couldn't do any of those. Even right now, I am still very much in the thick of, very much in the middle of my postpartum weight loss phase. And some days are really awesome. And some days I'm like, oh, I'm killing it. Like I am like, it's happening. I can feel myself getting stronger. I can see the number on the scale moving. I can feel my clothes fitting better. I can feel the energy rising. And then other days suck, quite frankly. And lately I've kind of felt like I've been in this funk where I'm still showing up. I'm still being consistent, but my mind hasn't caught up to that yet. My mind is still kind of like, ugh, like nothing's happening. You've been at a standstill. You're in a plateau. And some days are just, honestly, they're pretty shitty. So despite the fact that some days aren't perfect, and I promise you it won't be perfect, it won't always be easy, it will be worth it. So just stay consistent. Go, start, show up. And don't wait until you're ready, because you are ready right now. You don't think you're ready, but you're ready. If something is on your heart and it has been constantly been just coming back and coming back and coming back, you guys, it's just time to do it. Just to do the damn thing. Okay. So what is that thing that you've been waiting for, the perfect moment to start? I don't know what it is for you. It's going to be different for you than it is for the next person, what it is for me, right? What's the room that you're avoiding because it feels scary? Start there. Take that first step. Do the thing that you feel like you're not ready to do. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I have more to say than that. I don't know. Maybe I need to say this because I'm sure someone's thinking it. Tell me telling you to just do the thing, even though you don't feel ready. I don't want you to twist that or to mistake that for not being led in peace. And I don't know where you're at spiritually and how you feel about this. I very much personally like to be led by God's peace in everything that I do. And there are times where things might feel scary. And I don't want you to think by me telling you, oh, just do it anyways, is like permission to go against your internal like intuition or what you feel God is telling you to do. I'll just give you guys an example because this is kind of a present day example for me. So within my network marketing company, I guess we're on a theme here. We're talking about this, my work. Within my network marketing company, there are opportunities to scale up in the business. There's only four. It's very simple. I'm currently at level 3 of 4. So I've already scaled up to the top 2%, which is pretty awesome. And it's awesome. And I love it so much. And I'm constantly being asked, and I've been wrestling with this because people keep asking me what happens when you hit the top 2% is people will ask you, hey, when are you going to run for hitting the top 1%? Because what a lot of people do is when they want to hit the very top of the company. And again, that's what I mentioned earlier is, you know, $22,000 a month plus earning potential. A lot of people, when they when they are like wanting to hit that top promotion in the company, they are very loud about it. They're very public about it. And this is not me bashing anyone. I think if that is you and that aligns with you, go for it. But the reality is that's a common theme, is that you share it with everyone and say, this is my goal. And I'm a firm believer in like vocalizing your goals. And you guys know, I put up stickies for my like monthly challenges, for my sales goals. I love doing that. I love showcasing, sharing things with you. Sometimes I think it's important to like get out of your comfort zone, share your goals publicly because they hold you accountable. I did the same when I did 75 hard. I'd show up every day and tell you guys what day I was on and like to make myself do it. You know, there's something in that. And like visualizing your goals too. Anyways, what am I saying? So a lot of people have been asking me, Jyoti, when are you going to go for the top 1%? When are you going to do it? Like you are there. And I'm going to be quite honest with you guys. If you had asked me a year ago, I would have said, I'm not nearly ready because I was very new to network marketing and this company. I scaled up pretty quickly, which is not typical. Probably likely because I already had built this like no trust with my online platform, but also my work ethic, my grit, my consistency. Anyways, if you asked me a year ago, I would have said, I'm absolutely not ready. I'm not ready. And I would have used this line with you. And I would have said, I am not ready. And my not being ready was for a different reason back then. Back then, it was like, I know what it means to run something really big. And I know that being at the top 1% comes with, you know, different responsibilities, like higher responsibilities. And I just knew that I wasn't there yet. It was like, I just needed a lot more time to learn like the ins and outs and how to run things and to have programs in place and resources. So Starting this year, actually, when I was freshly postpartum with my fourth baby, I dedicated so much time in those freshly postpartum months because I kind of had it. Like, I was on my phone, I was up in the night nursing, I wasn't doing a whole lot. Like, I wasn't active the first couple months. I created some pretty awesome resources. Okay. Like, I created a 14-day social media guide. I created like a very simple, easy to follow setup guide. I created a webpage, a wellness collective. I created a lot of awesome things because in my head it was, if I want to hit a huge promotion, right? This is like for anyone in any job. If you want to hit a huge promotion, you need to start acting like you already have it. And that was my mentality. I was like, if I want to hit this, whether it's now, next year, the year after that, whenever it's going to happen, I know in my heart this will happen eventually because I'm in it for the long haul with this company. That will come. That day will come. But I need to start acting like I'm already there now. So I dedicated several months this year to just that. While I was freshly postpartum, four kids, and in the thick of all of it, I put in the work. Now, fast forward, we are in October already, and I've been getting asked this a lot. I've been getting asked, Jyoti, when are you going to go for it? Like, you feel, it looks like you are already there. And I do. In many ways, I feel like I'm worthy of this promotion now. And I know that sounds so cringe and like that sounds kind of cocky. But honestly, guys, I feel that in my bones because of what I've built and my team and the people that I'm able to coach and guide, but and everything I've created for them. But there's something missing. And for me, this is a pretty important part. And this is what it leads back to. So I spent this entire podcast so far talking to you about how to just go for it, even if you don't feel ready, right? Like, you're probably telling me that, like, well, just go for it. You don't feel ready. There's one thing that trumps all of that for me. And for me, that is an internal peace that comes from above. I feel led by God in all the decisions that I make. And if I don't feel that peace in me, then I just don't feel, it's not the time. It's not the time. And also, I will also say, I have planned, when I joined network marketing, I joined it with some pretty like concrete rules. And I've been vocal about this. This isn't a secret. I've seen how it's been done. And this is also not bashing anyone that does it in a different way than me. But I've seen how it's been done. And I've seen how that just doesn't sit with me, with who I am. And like, it doesn't feel authentic to me. Does that make sense? And so there were a number of stipulations that I had when I signed up and I said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. And I've seen it through with all three of those things ever since I signed up. One big thing was I'm going to make it a point that I am not going to be cold calling ever. And I've never done a single cold call or a cold reach out. I've always just built what I've built on attraction marketing, people coming to me, sharing things that I genuinely love and selling that way. The next thing is I will never sell to family and friends unless they come to me and they want to buy something, obviously, but I'm never going to go out of my way and try to like get them to buy, you know, that's messy. That's messy business for me. And I don't do that. And then number three is I will never spend more money on this than I'm making. And I think that's a big one because that's a big misconception people have with network marketing is you invest thousands of dollars and you make pennies in return. Anyways, those are my three big rules when I started. And I can proudly say that I've stood by every single one of them. And I'm going to continue standing by every single one of them. And so I think what happens when a lot of people are trying to hit the top promotion within this company is that one of those things I would likely have to break. And I can't do it. I can't do it. And it doesn't sit right with me. And I don't have God's peace in that. And I feel like I just need to continue doing what I'm doing. And it will happen. And even linking back what I shared earlier about positioning myself to be receptive, I'm here. I'm receptive. If it happens on its own, like when I hit the top 2% of the company, it just happened. I looked at my phone one day and was like, oh, hey, look, I'm almost there. And it wasn't like I was pressuring myself or anybody else or being stressed or anxious. It was like it happened in its own time. And this is not to negate, like, yes, you need to work hard for things. And sometimes it takes getting out of your comfort zone. You guys know this. I say this stuff all the time. That's nothing new. But at the end of the day, at the core of everything I do, I like to be led by God's peace. And currently, with where I'm at in my work, in my business, in my life, I feel like I have God's peace leading me. And so I don't feel like it's time for me to be like working my booty off in a way that doesn't feel authentic to me for a promotion that I feel like is just not, now is not the timing for it. And that's okay. So, wow, that was very long-winded. All that to say, yes, get out of your comfort zone. Yes, do things even though you may not feel quote unquote ready to do them. But at the end of it all, you need to be led by peace within you when you make those decisions. Don't be super impulsive or you're doing stupid things, okay? That's not what we're talking about here. hopefully that made sense to you, right? What do we got going on? I am hopeful that I'm going to get around to recording more podcast episodes soon. If there's something specific you'd like me to talk about, feel free to get into my DMs at Jyothi Wall on Instagram. Let me know. Otherwise, this is what I plan on doing, just hopping on and shooting the shit and talking about anything and everything, I guess, that comes to mind. It'll be a good variety of things, from obviously this whole episode was kind of dedicated to network marketing and my work, but also, you know, encouraging you, motivating you to do something, getting out of your comfort zone, whatever that is for you. But I will, also talk more about everyday things and motherhood and birth and yeah, what have you. But that is all for today. Until next time, I don't know, keep going, keep showing up, and do not be afraid to start before you're ready. Okay. Have a good one.